Mike, well, thanks very much for checking in. Always a pleasure to have you on the net. Look forward to it in the future. For rechecks, I have WSAU. Matt, go ahead.
So with the 7-4, I don't think that heat will be a problem because, you know, I think the expansion is more or less linear with temperature. And, you know, in the summer, it's, you know, indoor temperature. It was probably set indoor. It was probably, you know, lined indoors in someone's shop or basement at, you know, probably somewhere between about 60 and 80 degrees Fahrenheit. And, you know, the delta from there to, you know, maybe 100 degrees or so it's going to get in the summer is, you know, only about 30 degrees or so, 30 Fahrenheit degrees versus, you know, when it's zero out, the delta between, you know, 70 degrees and 0 degrees Fahrenheit is, you know, 70 Fahrenheit degrees. So the amount that it shrinks when it's, you know, very cold in the winter is quite a bit more than the amount that it expands when it's very hot in the summer. So I don't think it will be a problem in the summer. And it's actually been through a few summers too, I think. You talking about telescopes reminded me of a question I had, though. With the building of the pavilion by the hospital, I was sitting in MedSci 1, one of the other hospitals, or one of the med school buildings, and looking out and seeing the Detroit Observatory, like on the corner there from that building, and noticing that it's basically a good portion of it is in the shadow of the pavilion. I'm wondering if that has put some severe limits on what the Detroit Observatory can see now. Anyhow, WSAU back on it.